Our next guest is Lieutenant General Linda Hurry, and she's the Deputy Commander of Air Force Materiel Command at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what the Air Force Materiel Command encompasses.
So Air Force Materiel Command really provides the backbone of our Air Force. So if you think of everything that you see in our Air Force, everything that flies, we provide it, we develop it, we sustain it, and honestly, we put the backbone in air power.
Okay. So when you say you develop it, give us an example.
So we start from, we have an entire team of STEM professionals that come up with research and come up with anything that's creative, how we can do things with AI, how we can do things with new technology, and put them in our aircraft so that we can maintain the air dominance of our nation.
Very good. How is AI kind of playing a role in the Air Force these days?
Well, I mean, collaborative aircraft, mm-hmm. you know, unmanned aircraft. We're trying to use technology so that we have technology doing things in place of our airmen, and so that we use our airmen to do things that only airmen can do.
Very good. You mentioned STEM. That's always a buzzword with education, but we're seeing that, you know, talking about STEM education for years is now is reflecting in the workforce as well.
Correct.
And how does that represented within the Materiel Command?
So we need as much STEM talent as we can possibly get. You know, as we're trying to do test and development and we're trying to do research, bringing all of those capabilities to our Air Force is absolutely critical. So if there are any youngsters out there that are interested in our Air Force or the Department of Defense mm-hmm. as a whole, and you're interested in STEM, we have a job for you.
And again, a very important thing that people forget sometimes with general aviation and with the military is there is so much more than just being a pilot or a mechanic. There are so many support positions that go into it that without them, the rest doesn't work.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm not a pilot. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a logistician by trade. I actually, when I went to the academy, I have a law degree. And I've been in logistics for the last 33 years.
Okay.
And I absolutely love it because I love the leadership portion of it, and I'm blessed to be part of like the biggest portfolio. Mm-hmm. There's over 200,000 logisticians in our Air Force maintaining, sustaining, deploying our airmen around the globe, and it's been loads of fun. And no, I don't fly an airplane, but I do maintain and sustain them.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. General Van Ovost was with us earlier in the week, and she said logistics isn't sexy, but it's important, and she's very right. And you just reiterated that point as well, that it's something that without we can't move forward without somebody backing us up.
Yeah, it's, you know, oddly enough, I worked with General Van Ovost when we were at Transcom several years ago, and so she's an amazing leader. But you're absolutely right. Logistics provides the backbone mm-hmm. of what we do. You know, it's great to have aircraft, but if we can't get them to the right place, we can't sustain them, we can't maintain them. There are nothing but static displays,
right.
which are great to look at, not so good for air power.
Okay, exactly. What does a typical day for you look like?
Well, right now, there's an awful lot of meetings. but, you know, honestly, talking to our airmen. Get out there, understand mm-hmm. what it is that they need to be successful, to make our Air Force stronger than yesterday. So leading, inspiring. That's kind of where my focus has been.
Okay.
Being at a major command, it is a staff. And so making sure all of our airmen have the tools that they need to be successful, that's kind of where my focus is.
Okay.
I wish it was less meetings, but right now, getting out to the field, going and seeing the airmen, that's where my passion lies.
Excellent. You mentioned major command. For those who don't know, exactly how does the command structure work within the Air Force?
So think of the Air Force, it's broken up into 9 different major commands. So mm-hmm. there's an air combat command, an air mobility command. So think fighter aircraft mm-hmm. in air combat command. Think mobility, aircraft that need to transport things. There's special operations. You know, each of the major commands can kind of, their name implies what their task is. From an Air Force Materiel Command, think life cycle of any asset. It could be an airplane, it could be a vehicle, it could be a piece of support equipment, it could be a missile from that perspective. It could be a tent, yeah. So, I mean, you have to think about everything that an individual needs to be successful to prosecute whatever our nation needs us to do.
Okay. So speaking of those life cycles, those I would think are continually developed. as either the products get better or older? And how do you adjust the lifespan of, let's say, an aircraft?
Yeah, it's always adapting. We mm-hmm. always need to make sure we have a good, solid understanding of what the requirements are, what we would be successful in a future conflict. You know, we need to focus on great power competition, and we need to make sure that our Air Force remains the best Air Force in the world. To do that, we've got to have the best technology in the hands of our airmen that are flying those aircraft and maintaining it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we got to make sure that it can be deployable, it needs to be light, it needs to be agile, it needs to be lean, because God forbid we get into a future conflict, we want it to be an away game,
right.
And we need to get it to be able to move in the most efficient and effective manner possible.
You mentioned Transcom a little while ago, and I know Transcom has not only the military component, but civilian component as well. Is that the same for Material Command?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when I say airmen, please know I mean military airmen okay. and civilian airmen. And AFMC, Air Force Material Command, has about 40% of the civilian population of our Air Force. And in our command, we've got about 89,000 folks.
Wow.
About 80% of them are civilian airmen,
okay.
including my son. So
okay.
we talk about, you know, bringing new folks onto our Air Force team and recruiting and developing folks. Yeah, I took the military path and been serving for 33 years and still love it.
Yes.
My son took this a civilian path. Now, he's a baby logistician. I'm very, very proud of him. But, you know, this is a great opportunity to bring folks onto our Air Force team.
Very good. Talking to Lieutenant General Linda Hurry from Air Force Material Command. What are some of those, you said your son was a baby logistician, but what are some of the other civilian components that are out there?
So anything that you can think of in the civilian, like a commercial world, mm-hmm. same thing in our Air Force and Space Force. So you can be a procurement, you can be, go into contracting, you can do aircraft maintenance, you can do security forces. Any job that's in the commercial world, we pretty much have the same thing in our Air Force.
Wow. It's a large umbrella to take care of.
It is. IT, cyber, mm-hmm. you name it. You've got it.
Wow. With Material Command, how long have you been with Material Command?
So for this assignment, mm-hmm. only about 5 months, but
okay.
it's been my fifth assignment in Air Force Material
oh,
Command.
Okay.
So I've gone up through the Sustainment Center, so focused on a lot of supply chain. I ran the Air Force supply chain
okay.
For a while, and then I went into installation and mission support. So think of all of our bases that are out there. Those are our fighting platforms. The Air Force fights from our bases. So making sure that we can maintain and sustain those. And then I worked in our depot. So all
okay.
the major maintenance, repair, and overhaul, I had an opportunity to work with that team as well.
Very good. Have you been overseas at some of the bases? Have you had a chance to visit?
I have. I've had a chance to visit, and I've actually been stationed overseas.
Okay.
So I was in Korea for a little bit over 2 years. Absolutely loved it. An absolutely incredible mission, incredible teamwork
mm-hmm.
between the ROKAF and the U.S. And that's one thing that makes us so strong. And everything we do is a team sport.
Right.
You know, we build up with our allies and our partners and trying to work the interoperability aspects of what it is we do. We have very similar missions. Sure, every nation has different sizes of their Air Force.
Right.
But the fundamental challenges are the same. And a lot of times the supply chain and the distribution networks are the same. But I loved our assignment in Korea.
What was your... You said you loved it, but what was your favorite part?
Favorite part?
Yeah.
The airmen.
Okay.
Honestly, the favorite part of any assignment is the airmen. And honestly, I think any place is what you make of it.
Okay.
I've moved around. I think I've moved 18, 19 times. Heck, my kids laugh at me going, "Hey, Mom, can't you hold a job?" You know, but it's great. And I love it. And that's the only reason I'm still serving.
Very good. What does the future hold for Material Command? Where do you see it in 5 years?
Well, honestly, keep putting the air in air power. You okay. know, we are the engine behind what it is we do. And if you think about everything the Air Force does, it comes through Air Force Material Command at some part of its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to remain to be the great power that we are, our airmen have got to be working on all cylinders and working together to really put the power in our Air Force.
Good.
And it's great.
Yeah. How about for you with your career?
I am honestly just humbled to be able to continue to serve. You know, when I went to the academy 30 some odd years ago, I never dreamed I would still be serving. But it's been so special. You know, yes. I grew up as an athlete my entire life, being part of a team. Mm-hmm. And the Air Force and the DOD as a whole, that's what's so special. I mean, we are a great big team. We have to have each other's back. We have a common sense of purpose, and we're building this family. And that's why I'm still serving. And I will continue to do so until the chief tells me I'm done.
Okay. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this morning? Maybe some words of encouragement to young people?
So, you know, if you want to be part of something bigger than yourself and have a sense of purpose and a sense of drive and a sense of mission and do things that are fun each and every day and be part of a team, this is where you want to be. And yes, I'm partial to the Air Force, but honestly, any service is great. In the grand scheme of things, we're all part of the same team. Of course, I'd like you to be part of the Air Force or the Space Force, but it's an amazing team, and don't ever hesitate to come join us.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for joining us, Lieutenant General Linda Hurry from Air Force Materiel Command. This is EIA Radio.